We're asking, why didn't the police take up accusations of child abuse in the 1980s? Why didn't they take them seriously? We just heard there from an ex-police officer who said that he was investigating a child sex ring in the East End and was told to shut the inquiry down. So I have to say, I was quite shocked by the contents of that call. Maybe I'm just being sort of innocent and naive here. But if all these allegations really come true, and there were government ministers who were ordering these kind of investigations to be shut down, there are going to be a lot of questions with a lot of people with very serious questions to answer. Steve is in Essex. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. What would you like to say?
Oh, well, I was a police officer in the East End in the 80s. I was part of a squad that did a six-month surveillance operation on a paedophile ring in the East End. I was on the last 6 weeks of that. We was quite far-ranging, actually, following people about. Names that have already been mentioned were mentioned to us. There was an awful lot of evidence that we gleaned and actually put all down. The night before we was going to make our arrest, the whole operation was cancelled by our superintendent.
I mean, he must have given a reason, surely.
He did. He said that our surveillance logs were corrupt. Well, not corrupt as in taking money off, but they weren't good enough to produce as evidence. They'd already been scrutinised by other people, and everything was given the go-ahead to go ahead and do all the arrests and warrants and everything, and it was just all pulled, the whole lot, the night before.
And you and your colleagues concluded what?
We just all looked at each other and just sort of... and I listened to the call of the ex-police officer you had called before.
Yeah.
And he said, basically, right, we all looked towards our jobs, we all had families, we wanted to do the right thing, but where would you go? How would you get around this? It's come that there's something wrong with our surveillance logs. We couldn't prove anything else. The logs were taken from us. We never saw them again. Well, I never saw them again. And it was just all pulled. And no one wanted to create any waves in those days. You knew it was going to hide into nothing. So everyone just carried on. And we did have a chat about it amongst ourselves, to be truthful. And we wasn't happy, but what could you do? Just what could you do in those days? That was the culture that from on high.
And what happened to the paedophile ring? Do you know? Because, I mean, what John said that basically the one that he was investigating clearly got wind, the cafe was shut down, and they moved on, presumably, to carry out their activities elsewhere.
As far as I'm aware, nothing was ever done about it. So as far as I'm aware, it carried on. As far as I'm aware, I know no more than that. The unit I was on was tasked elsewhere, so we didn't remain in that area after that. So no one went back to find out, to be truthful. We just got on with it.
And what kind of people were involved in this?
Well, it was a house that was doing it. And some of the surveillance that I didn't actually do, but I heard about it, went up into London, into Essex, up north, into into the city of London, up towards Westminster, in and around what some of the areas you've already talked about. And some quite high and quite well-known and influential people were mentioned and seen, apparently, not by me. So, it all links into what you've already been heard about.
And have you talked to anybody about this since?
I've spoken to a couple of Mike's colleagues, and we're all the same opinion. It just didn't strike now, in hindsight, it just didn't strike us as being right what happened. But then... We just did what we just all carried on, to be truthful. Mm. But now we have discussed it and we are quite suspicious of what went on, to be truthful.
Well, I don't blame you. I think anyone would be. Steve, if you would stay on the line as well, I'd be grateful. I'll have a word with my producer. That's Steve in Essex. Well, that's two ex-police officers we've had now on the programme in the last 15 minutes saying basically the same thing, that they were on child abuse inquiries, which were shut down from on high for rather spurious reasons, it seems.